Now, according to campaigners, the rights of children and young people in Northern Ireland are being abused when it comes to children's compensation in the courts. I want to speak to Maurice Hutchinson from one of the legal firms, indeed from JMK Solicitors. Maurice, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Explain this to me as one of the uninitiated, exactly what is happening at present. I know this is open to consultation with regards to the timing, but in what way, indeed, are the rights of children and young people in Northern Ireland being abused when it comes to compensating children for injury?
Well, Frank, if a child seeks legal advice, the solicitor is obliged to seek court approval of any compensation claim that they would receive, and that money then is lodged in a secure account with court funds and will be invested and paid out to the child when they turn 18, together with any interest that it has accrued during that period. But what we have discovered is through Freedom of Information requests are that insurance companies or other compensators are dealing with parents directly and settling cases without that person having access to legal advice. And obviously then the funds will not be, or the compensation will be paid potentially to the parent and will not be sent to court for protection or approval by the judges. So really what our campaign is about is ensuring the right amount of money goes to the right person. And I suppose the other big risk in relation to this is that it's very unlikely, in fact, it's most unlikely that the insurance company would seek to get any medical evidence for that child. So there's no way of knowing the extent of the child's injuries, whether they're going to be long-lasting. And you know, that is a real risk to children because it's well known by psychologists and psychiatrists that children don't always manifest emotional trauma until later in life. So if a case is settled very quickly by an insurance company paying the money to the parent, then the likelihood is the child isn't getting adequate compensation. And aside from that, there's obviously the great concern that the money will not actually be given to the child at all, that the money just goes into the family bank account and the child never sees it.
Is this primarily to do with traffic accidents, with accidents when the child's at play, where with issues that may happen when the child's been looked after by someone else? What are the general backgrounds? Because I presume it's not linked to medical negligence or a child being disabled as a result of that, because everyone would know exactly what the impact was on the child.
Well, that obviously we don't know for sure, and this is the danger. We don't know for sure who is doing it. All we know is that the amount of claims that are being registered as involving children are about a third less than the amount that are going. Or sorry, there's a third of those cases are not going for court approval. But we do anticipate that the vast majority of these are passengers in road traffic accident claims. And how we imagine that it comes about is that whenever someone is at fault for an accident, they will gather the details of the other party at the scene, as you're obliged to do so. They'll inform their own insurance company. The insurance company will contact the driver and inquire about any other passengers in the car, and then they will try to circumvent the person getting legal advice and try to settle all of the claims at one go in that car, really as an attempt, I suppose, to save costs. The Association of British Insurers, or a trade body, on behalf of the insurance industry, have produced guidance on the practice, so we know that it happens. They call it third-party assistance, and really that is very gravely concerning, that people's rights, I mean, even vulnerable adults potentially are at risk here, never mind the children. But this campaign that we have launched is in relation to protecting children who are obviously not in a position to represent themselves and are relying on adults to protect their rights. So it really is a human rights issue, and it is a serious issue the government needs to consider, because the state has an obligation to protect children's economic rights. So that's why we've been lobbying for the last 5+ years to make the Department of Justice aware of this, and we were very grateful that they launched the consultation in July, which has got a closing date of next Friday, the 24th of September. And we have, along with a lot of other legal professionals, have gathered together to try and raise awareness of the consultation, and particularly encouraging children themselves to complete it. We have a website going, which is Children's Compensation Counts. And on that website, there's lots of useful information about the consultation, about the dangers if we do not take this opportunity to have the practice banned, and also guidance on how to complete the forms. I know that people would say, well, I couldn't complete a consultation response, it's beyond me. There's a children's version has been created by the Department of Justice to make it accessible to kids, and it will literally take 10, 15 minutes of your time, and that time will be so well spent as it will secure protection of children's rights into the future and ban this exploitation of kids.
Is there a suggestion here that you feel the parents are exploiting the children because the parents want to get a hold to the money? They know if they go through the courts that the court is going to put it in trust to the child, and it will belong to the child when the child is 18. So are we aiming this at untrustworthy parents?
Well, I suppose there is a danger of that. I wouldn't like to say, being a parent myself, and I'd like to think that, like lots of parents, you know, you really do put your children first. But, you know, the insurance companies certainly wouldn't be advising the parents that they are obliged to keep that money for the children. And in any event, there's no protection for that to happen. But certainly there is a risk, potentially through no fault of their own, potentially through ignorance, potentially through, you know, misguided ideas that the parents do spend the money on things that are not for the benefit of the child. When a child's claim is protected by the court, children are allowed to make applications for what's called payments out of the compensation, and those have to be solely for welfare or educational reasons. And what the judiciary have been telling us as a part of researching this consultation is that, you know, there have been applications for things such as holidays, barbecues, things like that, which are clearly not welfare or educational purposes. So yes, parents will potentially think, well, that's something that benefits the family rather than the individual child. But it's so important, particularly when you think about children from maybe socially, economically deprived backgrounds, that they would have access to that money when they turn 18. It could be the difference between them being able to access driving lessons, you know, to get out and get a job, or to buy themselves, you know, a small vehicle, or pay for university fees or whatever. So for the money to be frittered away before the child is in a position to make an informed decision about it, what they would like to do with it as an adult, is a scandal, really. And we just are urging everybody who can to complete the consultation. As I say, we've only got just over a week to get the responses in, so it's really vital that people take 10 minutes of the day to ensure that this doesn't continue into the future.
Yes, and the plea is going out to people generally, not just to people who have been affected by an unfortunate accident. But finally, Maurice, the critics will say this is a campaign by personal injury lawyers to get more work for solicitors.
Yes, and I'm sure that is the case. And I think that, you know, I've been obviously going to the Department of Justice to talk to them about it, to try and encourage them to bring out the consultation. And what they had said was this is one of the rare times that a lawyer had come up to speak to them about something that wasn't about feathering their own nest. I mean, it's not particularly to our firm or any firm. It is essential human rights issue. And, you know, all we're calling for is for court approval. We're not calling necessarily, you know, for more work for solicitors. The money is being recovered by insurers to pay out for personal injury claims. They are taking that money from every one of us whenever we pay for our car insurance. So it's just wrong that they should be depriving the children of that money that they have quite happily taken from policyholders and consumers. So we have
and the insurance companies, are they saving significantly on this option?
Well, we don't think that they're saving all that significantly. If the information that the Association of British Insurers, who are the trade body for the insurance industry, can be accepted, they are saying that they are making the payments, they're just not necessarily maybe getting them approved, in which case it's only the court fee that's being saved. And we have sort of done a rough and ready calculator of what that might be, and it's potentially 40p per policy per year, so it's buttons.
Interesting to see what sort of feedback and reaction you get to it, because a lot of people won't pass any remarks on it at all, unless, of course, they've had the unfortunate experience of being involved in an accident. If they do want to log on somewhere and provide their tuppence worth to the consultation, how do they do that, Maurice?
So there's two options. The one I mentioned earlier was the Children Compensation Counts, which is www.childrenscompensationcounts.co.uk. website. It's on our website, jmksolicitors.com, and it's on the Department of Justice website. So the forms are all there, the consultation documents are there, but the compensation counts website, Children's Compensation Counts website, has the forms, tells you a bit more about it, and suggests, you know, what it is that we need to do to prevent it. So it will literally take 10, 15 minutes to fill in the response.
And all linked to Lord Justice Gillan's review of civil justice, basically here in Northern Ireland in 2017. And the Department of Justice has opened up this consultation period on your strand within that.
Yes, we had contributed to that consultation, and Lord Justice Gillan did a comprehensive review at that time. There's 400 recommendations come out of the review, and one of them was to call for a legislative ban on the payment of children's claims without court approval. So it's been called for 4 years. Obviously, we've had a lot of ups and downs with Stormont in the meantime, and hopefully not another one due to happen. But I think at this stage, you know, it's been going on for too long. We've worked out there's roughly 1,000 children over the last 3 years this has affected directly. So it's not an insignificant enough amount of kids, and it's certainly not an insignificant amount of money that's potentially been lost to children that they deserve. And children really do need to have their rights protected, and we can't rely on anybody else to do that. So it needs to be legislated for.
Okay. Maurice Hutchinson, who's Managing Director there with JMK Solicitors, putting the pitch on behalf of the children's compensation claims. Maybe you've had experience of this yourself. Maybe you now feel as if you did the wrong thing. Feel free to let us know. Maybe you're absolutely convinced you did the right thing. 02890 333105. Maurice, thank you. 25 to 11. Blue Sky.